little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
There is a common perception of country and Americana music that it is largely performed and enjoyed by unregenerate flag wavers who may well wear red hats, suggesting that America is perhaps not as great as it once was. This is a perception largely held by people who don't actually listen to any country and Americana music, which is now and has always been, among many other things, a powerful voice of liberal dissent. The title of the new album by this week's guest, Ryan Bingham, is in this respect something of an act of rhetorical jujitsu. American Love Song is a powerful statement of a patriot disappointed. Ryan Bingham possesses unarguable country credentials. He grew up in New Mexico and Texas, and prior to establishing himself as a songwriter, rode in rodeos. He has won considerable critical acclaim, a sizable audience, and an Oscar, a Grammy, and a Golden Globe for one song, The Weary Kind, from the soundtrack of the 2009 film Crazy Heart.
Hello, my name's Ryan Bingham, and this song is called Jingle and Go.
Shake your dollar down in my cup and I sang the blues all night. Oh, you know. And that's how my jingle and go. My Cadillac is cherry, my boots are crocodile. Shake your dollar down in my cup, my pinky ring will slash. Oh, you know. And that's how I jingle and go. I got the struggle, I got your hustle, I got your low-down blues and country shuffle. You hear me talking, I ain't no fool. Well, I teach you things you just can't learn at school. Dollar for some whiskey, dollar for some gin. Shake your dollar down in my cup and I sing for all your friends. Oh, you know. That's how my jingle and go. I got the struggle, I got your hustle, I got your low-down blues and funky shuffle. I play for money, that ain't no sin, keeping what I'm selling so y'all come back again.
Ryan, we will start with the title of your new album, American Love Song, especially, I guess, in the current context, when you go around inserting the word American into an album title, it does suggest that there's kind of a State of the Nation address attached to it. Is that fair, do you think?
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
Was that a difficult thing to sit down and write from the perspective of, I guess, what we can think of as a country or Americana artist? You know you're not going to please everybody.
Yeah, of course, and it was difficult, and I think from the beginning, you know, I kept looking at it as a, you know, a bit of a concept album and as a whole, and eventually I just had to kind of sit down and take it one song at a time. It's very layered, these songs, a lot of kind of personal things that I've grown up just as a kid moving around a lot around America, and then also just over the past few years of just kind of current conditions and things like that, so it's all... there's kind of multiple layers and meanings on each song, and it's all tied in together, and the kind of maybe title of the album almost came after it was all put together. you know.
I mean, there are a couple of songs, one of which you have played for us today, which do make some fairly unmistakably disobliging references to the current president of the United States. Mm. When you sit down and write a song like that, and especially again within the framework of country and Americana, is there part of you that hesitates, just thinking that, you know, the shut up and sing tendency, are going to get, they're going to be unhappy about that?
I don't know about being hesitant. I mean, I feel a bit of an obligation to kind of reflect the times with writing songs, you know, just from people that I grew up listening to that influenced me, people like Bill Withers and Bob Dylan and Woody Guthrie. And I think maybe now that I have children as well, I just think that this is not really a time to be complicit with the kind of rhetoric that's on the street and the kind of examples that we have out in the world. I just felt an obligation to, you know, get out and say something and maybe represent something that is not being represented in ways. And so, yeah, you know, I understand that, you know, not everyone's going to jump on the bandwagon, or so to speak. But at the same time, I'm not trying to write these songs and alienate anyone or be patronizing or preach to anyone. I'm just trying to reflect what's going on and have this conversation and talk about it. So maybe there might be a young kid in some small town who thinks differently than what's being said on, you know, TV or on the radio or in songs like that, and maybe gives them a way out. You know, maybe they can see that they're maybe not the only one out there that may feel a little bit different about the situation. So that's something I try to be conscious of and aware of.
You were that kid in that small town then?
I was, very much. I was very much that kid that, you know, the radio, the songs that were played on the very, the mainstream pop music, you know, didn't really have much of a message. Fortunately, you know, when I was 13 or 14 years old, I found a Bob Dylan record. And I was like, wow, what is this guy saying? And it just resonated so deeply within my soul of what I was feeling and going through in a kind of a community that was a bit oppressive. And those kinds of messages and things were not being kind of promoted. And so it kind of opened this door to another universe that I jumped through very quickly and never came back from. This song is called Keep the Wolves at Bay.
Just a child, I knew I was afraid. There was no one coming around to save me from the fray. I had to stand my ground, keep the wolves at bay. Well, I knew somehow there would come a day when I stood my ground, kept the wolves at bay. I could not take no more, had my fill. Stars had faded from my eyes, I'd run from looks that kill. And there was nothing to gain, I found running the other way. I had to stand my ground, keep the wolves at bay. Well, I knew somehow there would come a day when I stood my ground, kept the wolves at bay. Years have gone by, the calling carries on. The scars above my eyes still tender to the bone. And though I've settled down, I hear the children say, have to stand their ground and keep the wolves at bay. Well, I knew somehow. There will come a day when I stood my ground, kept the wolves at bay.
How much of that view of America's current politics, though, and that rhetoric you described, is informed by the fact that you actually grew up on the Texas borders with Mexico? This is where you lived. You know, these are people and a situation you know. How far is your appreciation of that place removed from the way you see it reflected on American news at the moment?
It's very removed. You know, and I grew up a lot. I moved around a lot growing up. I was born in New Mexico. My family was a ranching family out there. They raised cattle and sheep, and my grandfather sold that ranch, and my whole family went to work in the oil fields. And from a young age, we moved out to Bakersfield, California. We were there for a few years, came back to Texas, and moved all around the state, and just kind of experienced kind of the different cultures and different areas of just that place alone. And along the border especially, it just amazes me, the situation that's going on down there. I just, from being down there personally and meeting people coming back across the border and spending a lot of time in Mexico myself, how anyone would not meet these women and children and people coming across the border with anything but warm blankets and bottles of water just really takes me aback.
Does it surprise you or bewilder you, I guess, that has become such a... I mean, what you're suggesting there just seems like obvious common sense and human decency, but it has ended up appearing in America really, or being made to appear, a really weird and extreme position.
Yeah, well, I think when you have a president that has no problem with saying that white nationalists are good people, where do you go from there, you know? Where do you say that? I mean, I'm not saying, like, even with these songs, if I say anything political or about someone, I mean, these are just things that someone is saying to the world out loud. Like, I'm not, I mean, there's recordings of someone saying that, you know, and so that's, when people are saying those kinds of things out loud and setting that kind of an example, I just think it's dangerous and it's really sad.
Is it your sense that there is a growing understanding among your fellow musicians that these are not times that can pass uncommented upon? I'm thinking there was that essay Hayes Carl wrote recently for No Depression about sort of saying that he wrestled for a long time with the idea of, I paraphrase him, I'm sure, very badly, but he was making the point that if you go out on a stage, you know, you want people to like you, but you have to get to a point at which you realize that at some stage you're going to have to tell them the things that they might not want to hear.
Yeah, you know, and I'm really good friends with Hayes. We go back quite a while, and we've talked about this as well, and it's like, it's just that conversation, and I think of being kids from those kinds of areas as well, and always being appreciative of kind of the artists and people that influenced us that did say those kinds of things and had more of a message within in the music, and I think that's something that we were always respected from, you know, the people that came before us, and that's something we both feel obligated to kind of carry on as well for other, maybe the generations to come. Yeah, I think it's an obligation that probably we both feel.
Ryan Bigham, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you. This is the Goddamn Blues.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Ryan Bigham. His new album, American Love Song, is out now on Axter Bingham Records, and Ryan is touring in Europe in May and June. Details at ryanbingham.com. I'm Andrew Muller. Thanks for listening.
God damn it, blues. All right now. All right now. Mama left me. I was young. Papa left me too damn young. Down in Texas, all dirty South Texas, on my own, in a bad place, in a bad way. Where do I go? Where do I go, my friends? Oh, goddamn it, blues. There's a rattlesnake some bad blood biting me. Where do I go? Where do I go, my friends? Oh, goddamn it, blues. There's a grown man sweating methadone, killing me. I'm going down the road, I'm going down the road, my friends, and I will not lose my way. Goddamn it, blues. There's a young child locked in a bird cage on a border town. I'm going down the road, I'm going down the road, my friend, and I will not lose my way. Goddamn it, blues. There's a whole town full of righteousness hating me. I'm going down the road, I'm going down the road, my friends, and I will not lose my way. Goddamn it, blues. There's a racist man in a white house up on a hill. I'm going down the road, I'm going down the road, my friends, and I will not lose my way. Goddamn it, blues. On a shoestring with some chicken bone. Must be voodoo. Well, I'm walking down the straight and narrow road, shaking all these goddamn